since Bill never puts me on the damn thing.
Well, I'm missing the months.
I got real convinced not going to make it. That doesn't look like it.
It's 5:30, April 8th. I would like to call the meeting of the Chocolate Township Board to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item on the agenda, or the next item on the agenda, is roll call. The members present are Max Engel, Ben Zeibert, Dave Lynch, and Richard Bojanin. The members absent are Kendra Symbol, Don Ryan, and Judy White. Next item of business is approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
We will add, with your approval, we will add the treasurer's report to the agenda.
Please.
Okay. Where do you want to put that in?
Where do you want that, Doc?
Well, that'll be right after the clerk's report.
Okay. I move to approve that addendum.
Is there support?
I'll support.
Any further additions, subtractions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is public comment. We have two public comment sections, one at the beginning of the meeting now and one at the end. Anybody wishing to speak, please rise, give your name and address, and try to keep your remarks to 3 minutes or so. Is there anybody that would like to speak at this time? Hearing none, I'll close the first public comment section and we'll move on to the consent agenda, which includes approval of the minutes of the previous meeting, March 11th, approval of revenues and expenditures report, March, approval of bills payable, March 6th, 11th, 14th, and 28th, and approval of bills payable, tax disbursement, check, register reports, and regular payroll.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll support.
Is there any discussion, questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next is the supervisor's report. I have two things to bring up. We have been granted two grants. The first is for the purpose of engineering study, feasibility study for solving the problem of the mouth, my tongue is tangled, the mouth of the Chocolate River, which has been a long and intermittent problem, $112,000. RFPs for a engineering study will go out. The second is a $15,000 grant for art in the tunnel under M2841, which will hopefully involve input from the community and local artists. I suppose it's probably your wind, but an announcement that April 23rd is the deadline for submitting nominating positions for the primary election in August. And packets for that are available at the office through Max. Yeah.
Through Lisa.
Through Lisa. All right. Clerk's report.
I don't have anything else, so at this point.
Sorry.
Stole your thunder.
And moving on to the treasurer's report.
Over the last quarter, we had two fixed income instruments, both of them CDs that matured. The first one was for $250,000 at a rate of 3.15%. We reinvested, reinvested that into a CD at 4.3% for 2 years, which is an increase of $2,875 in interest annually. The second one was a $150,000 CD, which the rate was whopping 0.25%. We reinvested that for 1 year at 4.75%, and that's an increase of $6,750 annually, all told, $9,625 increase in interest. That's all I got, Doc.
Thank you. Moving on, at this time we will hold a public hearing. I will open the public hearing and I will do a brief, hopefully it's brief. This is regarding the FEMA flood insurance program ordinance, which we have been participating with FEMA flood insurance program for many years, but they recently did a remapping of the areas that are in question, and they presented maps, and that they were available to the people, the residents of Chocolate Township, to find out if they had issues or were involved. But now those maps have been finalized and will take effect on July 6th. And one of the conditions that we have is that we have to update our ordinance. It is not a major update, but it means accepting the map changes and having an agreement with the Marquette County building inspectors to take care of the compliance with the building and floodplains. The whole thing is that that really does not involve any cost to the township, but failure to accomplish the updating of the ordinance and acceptance of the floodplain maps would result in the program being canceled, which would be made, which would mean that FEMA flood insurance would not be available. Who needs FEMA flood insurance is anybody that's in the danger zones that wants to borrow money from a federally insured lending institution in order to build. So I would open the public hearing to anybody that wishes to comment, anybody that wishes to ask questions. Anybody? So hearing none, I will now close the public comment section and move on to a presentation from the Peter White Public Library. Would you...
Good evening, everybody. Happy Eclipse Day to you. Hopefully you all got a chance to see some of it. The clouds did break a little bit so we could see, but... anyway, I'm Andrea from the Peter White Public Library, just here to do our annual report and kind of update everyone as to what's been happening at the library. So as a reminder, our mission at the library is enriching the community through access to library services and cultural opportunities. That's like a whole lot of different things that we'll talk about. This is an overview of our service area. So we are a city library. We're adopted as part of the city charter, and then we have contracts for service with a number of surrounding townships, including Chocolate. This is an overview of our governing board and our advisory council. And Judy White is a member of our advisory council, as is Brian Gaskin from Chocolate Township, and both of them are very involved in the workings of our advisory council. In 2021, we went into a strategic planning process. We worked with Fast Forward Libraries, and we went through a lot of planning and community input and things of that nature. And what came out of our strategic planning process are these three different priorities, the strategic priorities of service, sustainability, and expertise. So the rest of this presentation will be kind of grouping everything that we've done in the last year under those main headings. So first of all is service. And of course, that is to build and strengthen the core services of Peter White Public Library. Books are still a huge part of what we do. Our circulation of physical materials has increased back to where we were before the pandemic started, which is great news. We didn't really know what would happen post-pandemic, if we'd ever get to feeling normal again, but I'm delighted to say that our materials are going out. Our digital resources are also still very popular, and we'll talk about programming here in a minute. But this is an overview of our collection. So this is our print, audio, video, electronic, and physical items. And you'll see that it's pretty static over the last 5-year span, with those electronic materials growing a little bit larger to be a larger part of our collection. This is an overview of the digital resources we have. None of these are new since the last time I visited you, but I will say Hoopla is getting a lot more usage than it ever has. They've improved the audiobook collection, which I'm a huge fan of. If you like audiobooks, the Hoopla collection is a lot better than it's been over the last couple years. And so that resource, and then Canopy and Libby continue to be our most highly used digital collections that we have. This is the overview of circulation statistics for the last 5 years. You'll see that 2023, so this is our fiscal year, not calendar year, but our 2023 statistics are actually above where we were before the pandemic, which is great news. Of course, a lot of what we do at the library is programming based, and this is just some photos from past programs of the last year, and kind of an overview of the various things that we offer at the library. Again, I mentioned program attendance. Our program attendance has been really good, and we're back to pre-pandemic times, actually busier than pre-pandemic times. And we have continued to record some of our events so that they can be available online. Typically, that's adult programming. Youth programming doesn't work out so good for recording because it's more hands-on. But some of our adult programming, especially those programs where we have a speaker or presentation, we've been trying to record, so those are available on our website. This is an overview of some of the most recent programming that we've done. In February, we did a 2-week series of programs all around misinformation. It was really a wonderful set of programming. We had a presentation on AI, and we had a couple different presentations specifically around misinformation and information literacy, learning how to identify reliable information. Of course, we always do our winter reading program that ended at the end of February also. It was highly attended, and it was always a very exciting time for the kids. This year we gave out rocks, and you would believe how excited kids were to be able to look through a big bunch of rocks and pick out their favorite one. And those are the prizes we gave out. So, note to self, give kids rocks. Computer usage continues to be kind of on par with the last couple of years. I don't see our computer use ever going back to pre-pandemic times. People got a lot of use out of personal devices and got really used to using personal devices to do things. So I think that's probably what we're going to be looking at computer usage-wise going forward. We have a number of e-newsletters that we send out on a regular basis. Some of them are weekly, some are monthly, some are quarterly, depending on the content. And all of that information is on our website. So if you're interested in signing up for any of our e-newsletters, they are targeted content, so you're not getting huge mailings. They're really focused on programming or off-the-shelf is a book-related one. Of course, we have one on local history and Friends of the Library, so they're really targeted on certain segments of what we do. We just went through a rebranding process in the past year and went back to a previous logo that we had used during the construction project in 2000. So we have all these lovely semicircle windows of stained glass in the library, and they're really... When you start looking around the library, that motive, our motif is everywhere in the building. And so we thought it would be nice to go back to that, moving away from the full building logo that's just really difficult to work with from a graphic standpoint. We did redesign our website recently. The staff love it. It's a lot easier to use. It's a lot easier to update. I've had a few patrons say, I can't find what I'm looking for, but... there's always a learning curve when you launch a new website like that, so we're just really trying to work one-on-one with people who have questions, or they say they can't find something because it really is a lot easier to use than our previous website. One of the most exciting things we've been able to work on in the last couple years is digitizing some of our collections. We've been working with a donor, and we digitized the Cloverland magazine, which is a travel magazine from the early 1900s. Some really interesting stuff in those. And those are all available through Uplink. And we've been working on the mining journal. And right now we're up through 1966. There is a pause in ingesting new digitized materials as they're switching to a new platform. We're told that will be done in August, so we should have the new platform available in September because we do have... I think through 70, I can't remember exactly how many years we were able to get in the last one. But we've got another, I think, 4 years coming on board as soon as the new platform transition has taken place, so we'll have more content coming. The next pillar of our strategic plan is sustainability. So this is both from an environmental and financial standpoint. This is an overview of our expenses over the last 5 years. Again, really not a whole lot to report here. It's kind of static. And we always, as I'm sure you are too, continuing to grapple with increase in costs, increase in benefits and wages, and just everything's more expensive. So figuring out how to continue to offer the same level of programming with a pretty flat budget. Revenues, basically the same story. One thing that is of interest, I think, is the light orange in those bar graphs up there. That's interest. Our interest is in there, and that is really 2022, when there was such a terrible year for interest, you can really tell that how that showed up on our overall budget revenue outlook. Some exciting things that we've been doing for the last going on 10 years now, is working on establishing endowments. That started really when the tax tribunals hit, and we had a donation from MCGS. Sorry, wrong abbreviations. From the hospital of $30,000, and we put that into investment and started our endowment funds with that money. And since then, we've grown our endowments to almost $900,000. Which in 10 years' time is pretty amazing. We've got a couple donors who donate every year. One is Alan Roberts. He donates to fund youth programming, and so he funds a big part of our summer reading program every year. Holly and Rod Aldridge just started a fund with us last year, and that's focused on technology. And then our general endowment is everything else. And last year was the first year we were able to take endowment revenues from those funds, and that really balanced our budget. It was amazing. I would love to see that happen. The last part is expertise, and this is maintaining qualified, well-trained staff focused on providing excellent customer service and expanding the reach with help of volunteers, interns, and community partners. So this is our last staff picture. This was from Staff Development Day in November of last year. The Friends of the Library are huge. They're a huge part of what we can do. They have a bookstore that they run right across from the circulation desk on the main level of the library. In the last fiscal year, they raised $50,000, and all of that went into library programming and equipment. Again, amazing. We have several partner organizations that we work really directly with. We've got a group of master gardeners who come in and do all the grounds, all the flowers of around the library. The Sister Cities group, they maintain the Sister Cities room and the collection that is a part of those Sister Cities relationships. And then the Seed Library. And the Seed Library just had a seed swap three weekends ago. And so they're really gearing up for planting time. And then we have a couple of relationships with interns. Most notably is the Northern Student Leader Fellowship Program. I think we have three interns right now through that program. And then we have a couple of volunteers who are outside of SLFP, and they help us out with specific tasks. Upcoming, we have some big things coming up on the horizon. We've been, the last 3 months, the library board has been dealing with the front steps. If you've driven by the library on Front Street, you've probably noticed some caution tape. The lower level of those stairs, the limestone is just, it's freeze-thaw deteriorating. It's really dangerous right now, so we're replacing that this summer. We know we have an issue with the fiberglass on the top of the building. That weird picture over there is actually the top of the roof line. And that is a fiberglass atrium that is constantly a leaking issue. So we know we're going to have that to take care of in the next 5 years or so. Hopefully we'll be up for renewal in all of our townships for service and with a ballot initiative in November. And then one thing that isn't super common knowledge at this point, but the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Office that has been located in the library for almost 25 years had a bunch of grants that they were successful in acquiring this last year, and they will be moving out of the library at the end of their lease term. So we're trying to figure out what to do with that space and how we manage the space with the same number of people that we currently have. So it's never a dull moment. Does anybody have any questions I can address? Excellent. Well, you do have a copy of our annual report. It covers a lot of the same things that I just verbally covered with you, but I'm always available. If you have questions, you can send an email, give me a phone call, and we're always willing to help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
I have an envelope sitting in front of me that she gave me to look at, and she is going to request that we put a millage on the November election ballot for renewal of the millage that's requested. I don't think that we have to make a motion at this point in time for that, but we'll have to put together the ballot language. Thank you. Next item is unfinished business. Consider County FEMA Flood Insurance Program Resolution. So we have a resolution that, for whatever reason, just shrunk down to the point where I can't read it. I'll see if I can make it bigger. Is anybody like to discuss that or read it? There we go. So do you have the resolution? Are you...
Yeah, I think I have it here. I'd like to make the motion that after a first reading, public hearing, and second reading held April 8th, 2024, the Chocolate Township Board approved proposed revised ordinance number 60, FEMA flood ordinance. The proposed revised ordinance number 60 shall take effect 15 days from the publication of the final draft within the Mining Journal and the posting on the township website.
I'll support.
If I may interject, that's the second part.
Oh, that's the second.
Yeah, the first part is the actual resolution from the county, which is page 48 in your packet.
Which is the part that was necessary.
The resolution itself.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. That would be the first part. You can do them the way that your motion stands. The local ordinance is in accordance with the resolution and with the building authority's approval. It has been reviewed by the county. On April 2nd, the county board did approve this resolution to join the program and continue the program with Chocolate Township, as well as all of the municipalities that touch Lake Superior and have floodways designated by FEMA.
Well, having the resolution in front of you and having a considerable amount of reading that is probably unnecessary, I would ask for a motion or a resolution.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as presented.
I'll support.
Is there any discussion? Are there any questions? The information was given me today that the county has approved this resolution. It's not terribly evidenced from the blanks on here, but we'll be able to go forward with it. So, is there any further discussion or questions?
I have none.
So, I need a roll call vote for this.
I, Dave Lynch, yes.
Ben Zeibert, yes.
Max Engel, yes.
Richard Bojanin, yes. Resolution is resolved. Now we can go on to the motion for approving the ordinance. We had a motion given. Is there a second?
I'll support.
Is there any discussion? We have met the requirements for enacting this ordinance, and it will take effect 15 days from publication. I need a roll call vote.
Dave Lynch, yes.
Ben Zeibert, yes.
Max Engel, yes.
Richard Bojanin, yes. Motion carries. Next item is new business, discussion of county ORV ordinance update. The information on that was provided in the form of what they intend to do and why they are doing it. There is not yet a revision to the ordinance that is yet to come. They're seeking input. We are currently opted out of the ORV ordinance in Chocolate Township, which has impact because people are not allowed to operate their ORVs on our streets, which are county roads. And I think we are one of two townships that are opted out. And I don't get anything from reading the letter that says that they're pushing us to opt in or to opt out, but we're going to have to make a decision at the before they rewrite the ordinance. Does anybody have any comments on this?
No, I read through it. I really don't have any.
Pardon?
I've read through it. I don't have any questions.
So is the consensus at the moment that we should remain opted out, or should we hold a public hearing to make that decision?
I'm fine with opting out.
Yeah.
Opting out?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we will be presented in the future with the ordinance as rewritten, and can we transmit to the county ordinance people that we would like to remain opted out?
I will do so. My only comment is, for the public's knowledge, is that there, the county is asking for survey information. That same survey that they sent us, they're looking for survey information from the general public. Okay. So, but as far as I will transmit based on tonight's discussion that we would like to remain as is, out to know.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is a new bathroom project at Beaver Grove Park.
So this is a three-step project, and we, for the last 2 years, that particular bathroom, number one, it's aged, but number two is that it's become somewhat susceptible to annual vandalism in a few different ways, which has caused it to age further and quicker. So at this point in time, we did budget this year a replacement project, but it's threefold. It's actually moving it closer to the pavilion as well to make it more accessible for people and less kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And so ultimately that will help our rentals and the ability to kind of keep a safe eye on it. The other part of that is that we will have one company, we released three different RFPs. One company will remove the existing structure, dig up the tank, kind of crush it, if you will, make sure that that's on level. We have another company to insert the new one, dig in a new tank, and then another company doing the electrical. And so that's what's presented to you and to the public tonight in that regard for that whole project, not just broken down into each individual stages, because based on what you guys have mentioned before, you guys would like information when presentable as a project, presented as a project. Mm-hmm. So that way it's entirely, so instead of piecemealing, you know the entire project is actually being taken care of. And so that's what we are trying to do.
Okay. Well, with that, I'll make a motion that the Chocolate Township Board approves staff recommendations to replace the restroom building at the Beaver Grove Park. And to complete the work, the Township Board awards the following contracts. One, replace the vault restroom to Boom Contract Incorporated in the amount of $44,455.75. Two, the pumping and removal of the existing vault restroom to Carrie Sodergren Incorporated in the amount of $8,417. And number three, all associated electrical work to J. Wright and Company Incorporated in the amount of $9,745.
I'll support.
Are there any questions, comments?
Is that scheduled to be done this summer then, Bill? Everything?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
I presume we should have a roll call vote.
Dave Lynch, yes.
Ben Zybert, yes.
Max Engel, yes.
Richard Bojanin, yes. Motion carries. Next item of business is consider police chief packet. Staff has put together a advertising packet, a job job description paper, and interview questions. We have advice from legal counsel that it probably should be a full board decision and up to and including interviews. until this packet goes out, we don't have any idea how many applicants we're going to have. A question for the board would be, should we pre-screen applicants and interview the top tier?
That would probably be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that have to be in the form of any motion?
So, if I may ask a little bit more information of the board at this time. First off, the marketing materials and the job description are offered from my perspective, talking with staff, working with the community, and working with the board as an idea. If this is what you would like to see put in trade publications and moving forward, that can be done pretty quickly. The interview questions are truly an outline after talking with staff to try and identify a way for the board to be able to look at how a future chief may intermingle with our existing culture mm-hmm. and with our existing staff. And also give an opportunity for a future applicant to understand what types of culture, what types of questions may be forthcoming. In doing so, we do know that our current chief's position will be vacated May 31st. That doesn't necessarily put a deadline of that. I've talked with staff, and we understand that that may, you know, the process may linger a month or two. But I ask if the idea is to take a look at a public discussion, public meeting to kind of filter the number of applicants into ones that may be worthwhile for interviewing, then we have the upcoming meetings of May and June. It depends on how long you want to keep this out on the street in order to hit those targets. Because when we think about what May would be, I'll go to the calendar a minute. I know the those on the recorder can't see my screen, but when we think about May, it would be May 8th that a packet would be due. So that gives us from today basically exactly 30 days to receive, to advertise, and then receive applications in order to make the May agenda. Or it would be June, thus looking at either a June or July offer. So I just tried to be making sure that we're programmatically hitting the targets on what days that we need the, you know, information by. And because, in my opinion, this is this position is probably the primary position that the public identifies with, besides mm-hmm. the seven of you, it is important to make sure that we have the opportunity to have enough time for people to smartly apply, if that is their desire.
I would say May is probably too quick, so if we could set it to June, if that's feasible, that would be my feeling on it.
Then the only other question is, the other option is setting a second date now towards the end of May for a special discussion. So May 13th would be our board meeting. May 20th would be the Planning Commission. Other than that, we do not have this room occupied if the board would like to do a special meeting towards the middle to end of the month to prepare for a June discussion. If you would like to fast-track the process, that is another option.
I will be out of town from the 19th through the 27th, so I would not be available at that time.
Dave, Max, would you be available for the...
I should be available.
I should be available.
Okay, and I hopefully our wounded warriors will be back in...
So if we're the 21st or 22nd, then the room occupant, there is a training that happens in this room. So we will be in the Township Hall.
Okay.
To do that screening, if you chose the 21st or 22nd.
Both those days work for me.
And I? And you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Pick one. 21st is Tuesday.
It mm-hmm. is, yes, sir.
22nd is Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Is there a time so that we can tell the rest of the board?
Pardon?
Is there a time so we can tell the rest of the board?
5:30, okay.
5:30 is
working. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. We should probably do that as a motion because that is going to be a public meeting and it has to be noticed.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion that we schedule a special screening meeting for candidates for police chief on Tuesday, May 24th at 5:30 p.m.
Can I just make one suggestion before somebody seconds that motion?
Sure.
Because you may want to add to that motion as the 22nd being a secondary date because you will not knowingly have a quorum of current board members voting on this motion tonight.
Okay.
For the May 21st or 22nd.
All right, then I'll add to that as far as the alternative date of May 22nd at 5:30.
I'll support it.
Okay, now I'm reasonably hard of hearing, but it seemed to me like in your motion you said the 24th to begin with, but
21st.
Yeah, 21st. Okay, just so that's clarified. Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
So as staff, what we will do is we will present the, we will go through the information one last time, make sure everything is factually correct, and then we will send it out into the trade journals. And in lieu of that deadline, what we will do is probably set up at least try to have 3 weeks to 3 weeks to receive all of the applications. So that'll go out on our website, and it'll go out on, there's a couple of publications within the Chiefs, Michigan Chiefs Association, as well as law enforcement publications that we will advertise this in at a minimum. Yeah. We will also put it within LSCP and the local area places as well.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, item D is consider donating the remaining non-compliant fire department scubas, self-contained breathing apparatus.
I'll move to support the Chocolate Township Board approval, staff recommendation to donate the remaining fire department SCABA to build the cultural training to the to go to the cultural training company to be used for the training of firefighters.
I'll support.
Is there any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, item E, is consider replacement of a ventilation fan used during fires by the fire department.
I'll make the motion that the Chocolate Township Board approves the township manager and fire chief to purchase a SuperVac V18-BL-SP replacement ventilation fan for the fire department's use during structural fires. Purchase price is $4,576.92. The purchase will be drawn from the existing fire department's capital budget.
I'll support.
Is that to fan the flames, or is it to...
That's if you like them or not, I guess.
Does that require... is there any questions or discussion? Does that require a roll call vote? No? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next is recognition of the biannual Fire Department Leadership Election. Fire Chief is elected by the vote of the Fire Department, but I believe it has to be approved by the Board.
All right, with that, I'll make the motion that the Chocolate Township Board recognize Lee Gold as the Chocolate Township Fire Chief in accordance with the Michigan Charter Township Act and the Chocolate Township Volunteer Fire Department's biannual elections.
I'll support it.
Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is item G, Marquette County Road Commission contract to repave Shot Point Road.
I'll make the motion that Chocolate Township Board formally accept the Marquette County Road Commission bid recommendation for Baco Construction to repave Shot Point for the project amount of $488,117.80.
I'll support.
Any discussion? So all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Final item, item H, manager update and work plan, corporate status.
So a couple things. With tonight's passage of the road commission contract, with the road commission contract, I want to be clear about what that leaves us. It leaves us about $200,000, just shy of $200,000 in our reserves for next year and the year after, because the year after, we're also thinking about reconstructing a large amount of road as well. Next year, with the success that happened last summer and carrying through to this year with some of the chip sealing in other parts of the county, there is consideration about having, since they do now have all of their own equipment, this coming year, looking at our annual budget for doing a little bit more, instead of fog sealing, coming back and doing some chip sealing to lengthen the life of some of our paved roads, which is a significant amount of savings in comparison to some of the lengths that we can go instead of just crack sealing, you know, along the way. Additionally, Shot Point will be, the way that that's bid is that largely the areas that are almost pulverized at this point will receive geotech fabric and then a new layer of, all the way down the roadway, a new layer of gravel and then the pavement on top of that. So if you think that whole road is actually going to kind of be a double road, mm-hmm. especially through some of those wetland areas, that is, they're going to redo the drainage, so that should significantly help with the amount of repairs and hopefully get some lengthy life out of it. So those two things will happen based on the construction plans and will happen before the end of the year. Last year, I know there was a lot of concern whether we were going to get a lot of the paving done going into the fall because we got such an early snow. And it turned cold, but obviously we worked a little later. This year, we are on track. All of the survey work for Shot Point was done at the last fall, and so we're really on track to kind of hit this one running. So I don't have a construction timeline or a parameter of when they're going to start more of the than just the survey work, such as the ditching and some of the other things that they need to do for the prep work. I haven't received the construction timeline yet. One of the other big key components to this time of year is also setting up the grant structures for the year and for 2025. Right now we've received for 2023 and 2024 projects over $375,000 for various different projects for going all the way back to reimbursement for some of the sewer construction costs of the sewer improvement project. So that'll be just recognized as straight revenue in the sewer fund, kind of reimbursing ourselves over time. Those two things were the televising that we talked about last year, that we paid for last year. It was a reimbursable from a grant through our insurance company that they're now considering potentially looking at statewide doing that, because it is a significant insurance concern mm-hmm. if those pipes get plugged. Within the sewer fund, the other issue that we got funds back for was the reimbursement for the generators, half the cost of all the generators that were put in there. That was a nice grant to come. And then moving forward, we received $150,000 from the state allocation. We did receive that funds for ordering all of the new radios for the police and fire department. And then we just got noticed, official notice, with the passage of the 2024 federal budget that just happened 2 weeks ago, that we actually did receive $112,000 that will go into the notice that you heard from the supervisor this evening regarding the mouth of the Choclay and looking at an engineering study. So that kind of brings you up to speed. We do have out for next year park improvements through MDARD, through DNR for both Silver Creek Park as well as the Choclay River Park. So that way we can do the improvements that we've talked about there. So that added with the police chief changeover, finishing the audit timeline, we do think that we're going to have information for potentially the May meeting, but for sure the June meeting for the audit. It should be done, completed for the May meeting is what we're targeting, for you to be presented from our auditors on the fiscal health of the agency. And at this point in time, it's the end of our first quarter, so I don't have a lot of other work details to bring up to speed on. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on, board members' comments.
And it was nice to see that we were able to donate those scuba packs for training. It's really nice that they didn't get tossed.
Right.
I don't have anything
I don't have anything.
And I don't have anything further. Public comment. Is there anybody that wishes to make public comment at this time? No? Hearing none, I will close the public comment section and ask for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Support.
Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So, Bill, maybe you can tell me what